composer George Crumb once said that young composers did the best work. Some people used to think that about George Crumb, but now Crumb is back. The 73-year-old musician has had two premieres this fall with a third planned for next spring. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose has this profile.
George Crumb writes music for the eye as well as the ear. Scattered around his home studio outside Philadelphia are sketches and scores. Crumb's penmanship is so beautiful that some of his scores have actually wound up in museums.
It must be something, on the order of...
Crumb digs out the score for his new piece, Unto the Hills, a song cycle based on American folk tunes.
There's one page that is one of my symbolic notations, I call them. This is a movement called Appalachian Epiphany, Sunset and Nightfall.
Crumb's scores often defy the conventional arrangement of horizontal bar lines and wander around the page. They look like circles, like spirals, even the peace symbol. One part of Unto the Hills looks like the sun, with rays of notes spreading out across the page. Crumb says this kind of notation is partly whimsical, but it does serve a musical purpose.
It liberates the musicians in a way they're not thinking of aligning parts in a vertical way. They're floating clear of that, you know. The circular music at the core of the sun is proceeding on its own tempos, and the other things just fall over that like a overlay.
While Crumb has incorporated American melodies into his work before, this is the first time he's tried to evoke the musical landscape of his native West Virginia. Percussionists play inside the piano to conjure the sounds of a musical saw and hammered dulcimer. Guitarist David Starobin, who's known Crumb since the 1980s, points out that Crumb is not the first composer who's used traditional instruments to produce unusual sound effects.
The thing that separates George from many of them is that he's been able to integrate all of those extra sounds that instrumentalists can do into the musical context without it sounding gimmicky. That, to me, is one of his greatest gifts, and I don't know how he does that.
George Crumb's music is not always this accessible. He won the Pulitzer Prize in 1968 for Echoes of Time and the River, a philosophical meditation about the nature of time. His 1970 string quartet, Black Angels, was a reaction to the Vietnam War. Despite its difficulty, Crumb's music has been influential. This piece led the young violinist David Harrington to found one of today's premier chamber groups, Kronos Quartet. Crumb has also inspired other composers. Melinda Wagner won the Pulitzer Prize herself in 1999.
He created vocabulary that we all have adopted at this point. His use of silence and space really set him apart from everyone.
Wagner studied with Crumb at the University of Pennsylvania, where he taught for 32 years. At a time when composers steeped in 12-tone technique were writing dense music, says Wagner, Crumb was filling his with space. She says the graduate student composers of the 1970s tried and generally failed to imitate his style.
No one can pace the way George, no one could really get that right. the silences were too long. You know, they let things ring too long or not long enough. I mean, he just has a natural sense of space and how to fill it.
Crumb's music has sometimes been described as dark, yet the man who creates it is surprisingly friendly and open, and he finds inspiration in unexpected places.
Here, come on, man. Come on, you stay down.
One of Crumb's most recent compositions is called Mundus Canis, a tribute to the five dogs his family has owned. Mundus Canis is one of only two pieces that George Crumb finished in the 1990s.
Yoda. Bad dog.
A notorious perfectionist, Crumb says he was always a slow composer. His friend, composer and longtime colleague Richard Wernick, says Crumb confided that as he got older, he started to lose confidence in his abilities.
He remarked to me a few years ago that he felt that composers, like mathematicians, did their best work when they were young. And, you know, whether he really believed that or that was a rationale, I don't know. I just reminded him of Verdi writing Otello and Falstaff well into his 70s.
George Crumb's piano suite, Eine kleine Mitternachtmusik, inspired by Thelonious Monk, premiered earlier this year. He's writing a piece for a Norwegian string quartet due next spring, and he has plans for another song cycle. The composer says he's not sure why he started writing again.
There are a lot of things I wanted to get to. Some of them I'd sketched and I had not completed years and years ago. There are any number of projects now I'd like to pursue.
It's almost as if he's making up for lost time. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.
And for this evening, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good night.